When you're in your local corner store or gas station, it may not cross your mind that companies are using tactics to push certain products to specific customers. In Milwaukee County, there's evidence that tobacco products are targeted toward low-income communities and neighborhoods of color. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
If you've ever noticed anti-tobacco ads, there's probably one source whose content you've seen the most. The Truth Campaign. It started about 20 years ago, aimed at eliminating teen smoking rates. The Truth Campaign says it's exposing big tobacco's lies and manipulation. And one of the campaign's commercials out of Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago drew attention to big tobacco companies' targeting of low-income communities.
Big tobacco must love diversity. They love it so much that here they advertise up to 10 times more in black neighborhoods than in other neighborhoods. 10 times. How is that okay? Big tobacco is really trying to make friends with black folks.
A 2016 study proved the disparity exists in areas of Milwaukee County. Lorraine Lathan, director of the Wisconsin African American Tobacco Prevention Network, participated in the study.
We're seeing almost twice as many tobacco retailers in the African-American cluster than in the suburbs. And also with the Hispanic cluster, it's about 1.5 as many tobacco retailers. So we know that when you're exposed to this advertising, you're seeing these tobacco products, you're more likely to begin smoking.
The study showed the disparities in product sales, outdoor marketing, cigarette and e-cigarette marketing and pricing in several white, Latino, and African-American zip code clusters. It found higher levels of tobacco products placed near candy in stores in black and Latino zip codes, and cigarettes are priced more affordably in those communities. But smokeless tobacco products like e-cigarettes are more commonly available in white zip codes. Lathan says products of choice in low-income communities of color have been cigarillos, Black & Mild cigars, and menthol products. Wisconsin Department of Health Services data puts the African-American adult smoking rate at 28%, about twice the national rate. Lathan says that number is of concern, considering
African-Americans, we tend to begin smoking later in life, and we smoke fewer packages of cigarettes, but we die more frequently from the leading tobacco-related deaths, which is heart disease, stroke, and cancer.
One reason for the higher mortality rates is the greater use of menthol products in the black community, according to the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. But why target communities of color? Lathan says it goes back to when the markets first opened.
If you look at Ebony magazine, Essence, and, you know, all the African-American magazines back in the 60s, a lot of their advertising was from tobacco companies and liquor because other companies weren't wanting to advertise in black magazines. So that really, again, African-Americans were exposed to advertising in the 60s through magazines and journals that they read.
Philip Lee says he's paid attention to tobacco advertising when he's gone into stores in his community. Lee, who is black, started smoking at 16 years old after watching adults around him. He's 38 now. He struggled with trying to quit multiple times.
I stopped a few times before, but it seemed like since I picked them back up, it's that much more harder. I'm addicted to them. That's something I can't deny. And it's just that much harder to get off of them. I wish I'd never picked them back up.
Lee says he's not surprised tobacco companies target communities of color. However, he says it's unacceptable. But Wisconsin seems to have a bigger issue with curbing tobacco use in general. The state's smoking rate is 16%, while the national rate is 14%, according to the American Lung Association. Donna Wininski is with the Wisconsin branch of the Lung Association.
Tobacco still kills over 7,000 people in Wisconsin every single year. It's still the number one cause of preventable death. And if we had those kinds of death numbers for anything else, we would see our legislators calling it an epidemic.
Wininski says it's hard to compete with big tobacco companies when they're spending millions on advertising. But she and Lathan say anti-tobacco networks are working together to try to make sure people are aware of the risks of smoking. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by The Doman Company.